In the league, you can't really get used to anything. You know what I mean? You never know what's going to happen. You never know what the outcome is going to be. I was just saying, you know, we're all preparing for a play without Michael, but if D'Amico gets nicked up, then all of a sudden I have to go in there and play the mic. And so that's kind of forgotten in the midst of all this. So you never really get used to anything in the NFL. You have to prepare for everything.
How prepared do you feel if you do start
Sunday? I'm extremely confident, you know, not only in my athletic ability, but just I know the system. You know, if not as good as anybody, I know it better than it. I know it better. I mean, just because it's one thing I pride myself in is intelligence. And so from a schematic standpoint, I know the system in and out. Just knowing Coach Davis very well, knowing Coach Minter, the linebacker coach, being able to talk to them openly, I feel very comfortable.
But what would that potential first start in the league mean for you?
It'd be big. You know, one, it just means that they put their confidence in me, because obviously this isn't just, you know, some sort of preseason game now. It's not some sort of training camp scrimmage, but it's a start versus a division opponent. So more than anything, it just means that they support you. They have the confidence in you. Obviously, I have the confidence in myself, but for the coaches to give me that nod of approval, that's what means the most.
You mentioned potentially having a backup to D'Amico, too. How different are those two inside linebacker spots in this scheme?
Backing up, playing the mic, you just have to be much more vocal. The only awkward thing about playing with D'Amico right now is I can't talk because he's a captain. And so when he's out there, I'm just on mute for the most part, and I let him make all the calls and do everything. As soon as D'Amico steps off the field, now I have to talk to everybody. And so from a schematic standpoint, they're not as different, but from a leader and a vocal standpoint, I mean, completely different.
How's the communication with you and D'Amico, though?
It's good. You know what I mean? Me and Meeker, we're real close off the field, so that helps. But on the field, I just tell him, like, you're the boss. You just tell me where you want me to go, what you want me to do from an alignment standpoint. Now, obviously, within the calls, you have to be able to execute, know what the call calls for. But, yeah, I just let him, like, he's driving the ship. He's driving the ship when I'm out there with him.